K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, how are you, mate?
I am very well. Hey, happy birthday.
Oh,
on the date of release.
Yes.
This will be your birthday. So depending on when you're listening to it, it is the 18th of October.
Yes, and very big day. Podcast. What podcast are we up to nowadays?
Oh, 109.
No. We're
feeling fine?
No, we are up to 117.
Whoa.
How about that?
That's the last time I listened to this thing.
That is massive. And because it is my birthday, we've got a special one in store for
everyone.
Oh,
yeah, it's absolutely. This is, I don't think we've ever done a bigger show.
No, it's a big call, but I'm going to say one of the biggest podcasts out there.
Wow.
From the 117, this would have to be one of my favourites.
Unbelievable. I guess I can contribute to the show in some way.
Something.
It's not just your birthday show, so you do it all.
Yeah.
On the podcast this week, a TikToker has put a video up apologising to one of Australia's biggest stars.
Ooh.
And I think I can smell a lawyer.
Yeah, right.
I think there's a bit of a lawsuit involved. I'm only throwing accusations, throwing shade.
Yeah.
Nothing's in concrete. You know, they're only accusations. You know, what do you say when you're accusing something but you're not saying?
Oh, so to speak.
No. Definitely not it anyway.
So to speak.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly is the word I was looking for. But so to speak, I'll be talking about that on the podcast.
Also on the podcast, there is a dad that has done one of the best acts of all time. It's a pretty juicy story. There's a lot of meat involved as well.
Get into the meat of the story.
Yeah, we'll get into the meat of it. But it's what one dad has done. What one dad has fed a child.
Yeah. Lies.
Yeah.
Conspiracy.
Yes. But stick around because don't ruin it. Because it is worth it. Enjoy the podcast. Benny, you buy a lot of random stuff.
Just junk.
I thought about you the other day as I was flicking through Instagram and they were trying to sell me a back roller to crack your back.
Remember? Love it.
You got one. Remember you slept on it and it's like it had the prickles.
Oh, that's the Shakti mat.
That
is actually brilliant.
When was the last time you used the Shakti mat?
Last week.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's pretty much like prickles that you lay on it.
You lay down on it, you feel sunburnt instantly and the blood flow gets all through. It is unbelievable.
The Shakti mat.
The Shakti.
Yeah. But it's fair to say you do buy a lot of random stuff.
Junk. Oh, just junk.
Shreddies was the company.
Sorry?
Yeah, Shreddies.
Shreddies.
They were the company behind the game-changing anti-flatulent underwear. So remember...
I remember that. It's got like a little pad on it. That,
yes!
Like when you did it, it smelt like roses or something.
So the...
And oh, what smells like... Oh, no.
Oh, the roses again. Oh, here we go. No, we know what you've done.
Because even though it smells nice, you don't want to be breathing it in.
No. So they have got a new innovation, and it is the anti-wind bedding.
Go on.
Yeah. So what it is...
I'm not sure how this works.
It's a carbon undersheet and also your Duna cover filter. And what it's got is carbon panels built in to trap the stench of the foul gas to help people with bad wind and for those who you're sleeping next to. All you need to do is simply insert your own Duna into the cover and then that will trap the gas.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense because like... If you do it under the sheets, you can't smell it until you lift the sheet.
So it is discreetly filtered out over the course of the night through the carbon fiber panels that throughout the night.
So are they expecting us to believe that if we don't have this product and you
pass wind
overnight and you lift the sheet, the smell is still there?
Well, the smell's trapped under the doona.
It doesn't, yeah, but it's...
The average person passes
like
gas
that.
14 to 20 times per day,
but it
although
would seep out.
Although laying down can cause more wind. Of course, overnight you're laying down.
Well, yeah.
And creates more wind.
You're pretty bad with that stuff. Like, your feet stink and your passing wind is an all-time high.
Oh,
so how do your sheets smell in the morning? Must be a rotten room. Unless you have these carbon sheets.
I've got the carbon sheets.
I filter my smells.
I'm surprised you're not filtering yours.
Imagine being the face of this brand. I filter my smells. How about you? I think it's funny. If you were to say what's a trademark of this show, what's a staple? It is finding peculiar travel destinations with a reward.
Yes.
We've presented many opportunities to go to Italy. If you build a house there, you get
$1
it for free.
Or something. Yeah.
Lots of little deals like that. And I present to you another.
Love it.
Bit more in our backyard.
Oh, I do remember there was talk that you and I were going to buy one of those homes in Italy for $1. Whatever happened to that?
Oh, COVID happened, you know. Yeah, we put true, on the back burner. Yeah. And COVID might be affecting this as well. Tasmania launches a $3 million voucher campaign to get Aussies to the Apple Isle, which is unbelievable. Tassie. If you go to Tassie, they're giving 10,000 lucky families $300 on a saving of their holiday.
Oh, okay. Well, you got me with like the $3 million.
Well, that's how much the project costs.
Yeah, all right.
And so they're saving 10,000 lucky families $300. Which is nearly their trip.
Well, it's not. By the time you catch the Spirit of Tassie across and then you pay for fuel for your car, it's more than $300.
I probably think it's more of an airline service.
Okay. No. We've done the Spirit of Tassie.
I know that. But like if you're flying to Tassie, it's not costing you $300.
Yeah, true. Okay. All right. Well, how do we get the free money?
Well, firstly, you need to be a resident of South Australia, Queensland or Western Australia.
Oh, are you serious?
And you kind of think, and it hasn't been mentioned, but you do think COVID has a little bit to do with it. Because being
this is discrimination.
Canberra, New South Wales, Victoria, Northern Territory being excluded from this promotion. And we obviously know the battles that New South Wales and Victoria have had.
Yeah.
What they've said is that, and it's a little bit complacent, because they've said that 70% of our total interstate visitation comes from Victoria and New South Wales. So they're kind of saying, we don't need to give you an incentive to come here. You guys are coming here already.
Yeah, or are they...
Why don't you reward us?
Or are they saying, you guys are struggling hardcore with COVID at the moment.
We don't want you to bring it here.
We don't want you.
That's what I'm kind of thinking.
This almost feels like very hot, like high school, primary school kind of stuff. Like Victoria and New South Wales.
Yep.
We are the kids. We're getting picked on.
We were the popular kids
that
are rumours spread about
because
no one wants anything to do with us.
Yeah.
But let me tell you right now, Tassie, you're going to have to offer up a lot more than $300 to get me to go down there.
Oh!
Even if I am Victorian.
Benny, I said I wanted to do a test to put relationships to the test.
And we are going to put them to the test.
I want to know if you'd do something for me. You would. Would you cheat for me, do you think? Like, would you help me so I could win a race or something like that?
Yeah, in that context, yes.
Oh, you would?
I'll do whatever you want.
Okay, all right, cool. Because a couple who cheated in the London Marathon have come out, they've been caught, and they have said that they
should run it in an hour. That's fantastic. Well,
wait till you hear how they did it. They've got caught, so they've come out and said that they're truly sorry. So Monica...
Yeah, sorry you got caught.
...and her husband, Puta, were spotted running together in the race because they were wearing the same number, 11250. Now, it transpired that only Monica had registered for the event, but her husband had reproduced the little bib number.
Yep.
And he said that he was going to run alongside her to offer moral support.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe that, because if I was going to cheat and reproduce a number, surely you'd stagger the run and have the person... Have her halfway.
Yeah, you run the first half, I run the second half.
Surely that's how you do it.
I mean, not that we would ever do that.
No. Well, I know someone who hit a push bike for the cross country at school.
Oh, yeah.
Have I told you about him around Queen's Park? Now, keeping in mind they have teachers scattered every, like, what, 500 metres.
Clearly not scattered enough.
Well, he finished and he won.
Obviously.
And it was just like, you clearly cheated.
Imagine
he
lost.
You rode past 15 teachers. They said this is the first marathon that they've ever sort of done this type of behaviour.
Oh, that's a lot. I would go back through the records.
And they're extremely sorry. She thought she would need the support to get through it, but she didn't realise that there'd be so much crowd support cheering her on.
So genuinely they're saying that the only cheating that they've produced is that the husband has duplicated it to run alongside. They've not actually put anything sinister to use.
Well, no, but I feel like it's a lot more sinister, and they're only now apologising because there's a photo of them standing next to each other with the same number.
Did they win the race?
No, so they didn't win the race.
So I just don't understand how it's cheating.
Well, because you can't have in marathons, you can't have someone pacing you. Yeah.
Yeah, but what about all the other runners that are with you?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Aren't they all just pacing each other?
Yeah, but they're not going to be encouraging you. A lot of people are up in arms because you have to also go into a ballot for the London Marathon.
Oh.
And they're just saying, I've been rejected 9 times over 9 years.
Well, now people will just duplicate the thing and then jump.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone will just duplicate their own and then jump in.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Who wants to be running a marathon in the first place?
No one would pace me. It'd be far too slow. I'd be right at the back.
What are you doing? What are you sniffing? Sniffing a rat. You're sniffing bad news. It's not good.
I can smell a lawyer.
Oh, no.
I can smell a lawyer.
No, mate.
A young Aussie, yeah. So not you, obviously.
Oh, good.
Has gone to TikTok. That's a sentence I thought we'd never say. A young Aussie on TikTok. To apologise to Australian superstar Guy Sebastian.
Oh.
I know. Interesting.
Yeah, all right. So he's obviously... He's a troll.
What?
Is that why he's apologising? He was trolling by Sebastian and he's gone to apologise.
The young waitress goes to her TikTok account and she... what's the best way to say this? She rates celebrities when they're met in public.
Yeah, okay.
So she's a waitress.
Yep.
And she, in one of her TikToks, said that, you know, wasn't a great experience. Like, really...
Guy Sebastian.
Yeah, bit rude. It was to one of her co-workers.
Yep.
Said that, you know, from what I hear, just not good.
Okay, well, that she's entitled to say that.
Scotty Cam.
Yeah.
10,000 out of 10. Like, just a great guy.
Well, I love that.
Hamish and Andy.
Yeah, good or not?
10 out of 10.
We've met Hamish and Andy.
Really nice guys.
They were legends.
Not name dropping here.
No, but did they stand out in the rain for us to get that photo?
Remember it was raining? Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But she, like I said, has taken to a TikTok to apologise. Now, she has, and this is why I'm sniffing a lawyer, because no context is given. It's just an apology.
So, why does she need to apologise, though?
I'm telling you, I sniff a lawyer.
What do you mean you sniff a lawyer?
Oh, I reckon they might have said you better take that down.
Oh,
I didn't say that.
No.
I didn't say that.
I'm trying to connect the dots.
I just said I smell a lawyer.
You think guys, well, possibly someone in his team has said, hey.
You better take that down.
This is not cool. Has it gone viral on TikTok?
So it's been deleted from a year ago. And the apology literally just says, sorry, guy, I'm sure you are having a bad day.
Yeah, all right. It would be interesting to...
I just wanted to say... It goes on, sorry.
It's almost like someone's kicked the toys out of the cot. Mate, someone said something bad about you, you've cracked the nannies.
I'm smelling a lawyer.
Yeah.
She said that, I just want to say I made that video a year ago.
Yeah.
I only had 34 followers at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Guy Sebastian.
He's crying over spilt milk, mate.
Well, I wonder if he was having a bad day.
If
or
we
genuinely
all
just...
cared what people thought about us, Benny and I, we wouldn't have a job because people are always complaining about us, saying how bad we are. But you know
can
what?
You please tell your mum to stop calling? Like, we get it. We're doing the best we can.
Benny, I love this sort of stuff. A dad has used social media to open up about his little secret. The unnamed father explained how he secretly gave his daughter's vegan friend, meat whenever she came over for sleepovers because he was worried about her health.
Oh, that's so bad.
He was worried about her health.
Oh, that's horrible.
So every time she came over,
oh my God,
he gave her meat.
As if to say, like, oh, here's our, you know, meat-free burgers.
Yeah. No. He completely...
Jeez, you put that down fast, Sarah.
He completely owns it. The dad admits he knows it was probably the wrong thing
to do.
Wait,
hang on. But how was he doing it?
So he was literally just saying, he said, M's father, so whatever the girl's name is, it's staying a mystery, maintains a strict vegan diet where she isn't allowed to even drink milk, let alone meat. So whenever she is over... I always make big, meaty meals for them.
So she's aware she's eating meat.
Well, last weekend, I made some cheeseburgers and steak with a side of glass milk.
So, yeah, but what I'm asking is, the girl's aware.
Well, you would be aware if a giant steak is served
up.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
But vegan.
But people can, like, there's been issues in the past where people have, like, you know, the girl was intoxicated and they said, oh, these are veggie chips and they're actually... Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. I remember that. You would think she would be aware. For breakfast, I typically make a big plate of scrambled eggs and bacon.
I walk the pig into the kitchen and we get things underway.
With a big glass of milk, despite her size, she woofs down whatever I make for her.
I'm not like... It's obviously...
I think this is the best thing ever.
Brilliant. Because yeah. I think, like, obviously with parents, they're... It's almost like it's very similar to... you know, my nieces go to, and I think everyone's children and nieces and nephews go to the grandparents' house.
Yeah.
And they're given extra lollies
chocolate.
And treats.
Yeah,
stuff you wouldn't get at home.
Yeah.
So this is just him letting her experience things outside of the vegan lifestyle.
But the thing is...
You'd be filthy if you're the dad of the other family.
Oh, 100%.
The vegan family.
Yeah, but...
You'd be filthy. Sarah, what's that smell? Nothing. Lunch.
It's going to get to a point where she will want meat when she gets home.
She might not, but give her the choice.
Yeah, 100%.
Not that we're bloody giving parenting advice. Jeez.
No, we're not giving parenting advice. I just know how good meat is.
Yeah, we're giving meat advice.
There is nothing better. I've started doing barbecue Fridays.
Oh,
sausages
right. Yeah.
And hamburgers.
I really love a kebab, like a skewer. What are they called?
Oh, what are they called?
Anyway, the kebabs.
Yeah, shizlax.
Shizlax. Is that the...
Shizlax.
Shizlax.
I think so.
I'm not sure that's the technical term, but they are delicious. So certainly not giving parenting advice, but we are giving meat advice and have at, as we say.
As old mate would say, get some pork on your fork. What was his name?
Oh, Kekovich.
Kekovich.
Big Sam Kekovich.
Here we go, mate. What? It did not disappoint for a birthday podcast, but let's wrap this puppy up and do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
My Thought of the Week this week, Andy, comes from the fact that it is your birthday. Let's continue the celebrations. And I wanted to know, at what age does a self-respecting adult stop celebrating their birthday? Because through the week I thought to myself, wow, Andy really gives his birthday its all.
Oh, I haven't given it too much juice this year. Have I?
I've seen your posts today, and it's... I mean, usually people don't post about their own birthday.
Why not?
Usually they wait for other people to say happy birthday, but you know, you do you.
I've been writing on my own wall.
Yeah,
on
happy
Facebook.
Birthday, stud.
Yeah. Hey, mate, I know you had a great day.
Love you.
Can't wait for dinner tonight. Dessert, cakes.
What is the birthday cake of choice?
Oh, I tried one the other day.
Yeah.
It was someone else's birthday. Oh. And they went to the...
You're taste testing.
Wow.
It's like a wedding cake that you're going around tasting all the different ones.
So I used to be lemon tart through and through.
Mm.
Tried a caramel chocolate cake from the Cheesecake Shop.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Love it.
It's my new cake.
Love, love.
It is my new cake.
I like that.
Anyway, to answer your question, everyone's always celebrating. They're the rules. Like I said, it's my birthday today. I don't care what anyone says. Make sure you send me some love on the socials. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Get me!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.